Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past year, healthcare insurance has been quite a hot topic across the country. Obamacare has changed. Insurance companies say they are confused. How are state insurance commissions dealing with all of this? Ray Farmer is our state's director of the Department of Insurance. His office is in Columbia. Today, he's in our studio. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Tell us more about your job, what you do, for our listeners who are not familiar with the scope of the Department of Insurance.
Sure. We regulate just about every phase of the insurance industry. And so we license companies that do business in our state. We make sure they're solvent, they can pay their claims. We license the insurance agents that sell that product. But more importantly, we help our consumers on a daily basis. If a consumer has an issue, has a question about what's in their policy, what it covers, what it doesn't cover, or has had an experience with an insurance company that they would like to talk to us about, we're there Monday through Friday. We've expanded our hours in the evening, Monday through Thursday till 6 o'clock.
What is the current state of the Affordable Care Act in our state right now?
The health insurance space is a challenge right now. Most of our citizens get our coverage through our employer or Medicare or Medicaid. We do have 199,000 of our 4.8 million citizens that receive their coverage through the federally facilitated exchange. Between 2014 and current days, we've had as many as five carriers on the exchange. For various reasons, we're down to one. Mainly, carriers tell us that they've had a hard time making money selling insurance through the exchange.
Can you share with us how the plans break down in our state through the Affordable Care Act? There's gold, silver.
Gold, silver, and bronze.
Right.
The metal level that is sold the most is the silver plan. Silver and bronze have the ability to have the advanced premium tax credit. 92% of that 199,000 has the tax credit. Some citizens, about 60% of that number, in addition to APTC, have a cost-sharing reduction. Cost-sharing reduction has been in the news quite a bit. That was a subsidy at one time. The insurers were reimbursed for that amount. That stopped last October. I've had the honor of testifying in front of the U.S. Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee last October, looking at the issue. Over a two-week period of time, there were about 20 witnesses, a lot of those insurance commissioners like myself. Most of them were testifying for their own state. I was representing the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, and we were asking Congress to look at three issues. Fund the cost-sharing reductions, provide a little more flexibility for states to develop their own plans if they wanted to, and fund a reinsurance program that had been funded in the early years that was successful, that was insurance for insurance companies that took care of those high-dollar claims.
Has there been any noticeable change in enrollments with the individual mandate being removed, or is it too early to tell?
It's basically too early to tell. We get data once a month, and we'll get that through the spring to see what the enrollment level is. But as of February 2nd, it's pretty close to the same. We didn't see an appreciable drop or a large increase. It's pretty well held its own.
The opioid crisis has been in the news a lot lately, too, and there have been articles, news broadcasts, even studies done about the possible link between mental health insurance coverage and the opioid crisis. Has our state insurance department looked into that at all?
Since it's at a crisis level, we'll continue to monitor what insurance companies do, what they pay for. Opioid piece or the addiction piece is covered in their policy, so we'll monitor and see if we need to do anything at any point. We haven't really had a lot of complaints from our citizens on this issue, but we recognize trends when they occur. If we see something headed in that direction, yes, we'll take further action.
And mental health coverage is defined as an essential benefit?
Yes, it is.
And I know that the federal agency for Medicare, Medicaid, allows state regulators such as yourself to define what those essential benefits should be for your state. Is your department looking at any redefinitions on essential benefits at all?
We think our definition of essential health benefits are adequate right now. We'll continue to monitor that, but there are no changes on the horizon.
Ray, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Ray Farmer is the director of the South Carolina Department of Insurance. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.